You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
John Nemo is back with App Minute number 204. The topic today is what's newer at Newer Tech. We're reviewing several items with similar names and similar features, so please pay attention, and we will have links at appminute.com for the products themselves in our show notes. The first item is for the iPad 1 or 2. It's called the Newer Tech Newsstand 360. That's N-U-S-T-A-N-D, Newsstand 360, a swivel pivot aluminum desk stand for the Apple iPad and for the iPad 2. There's little rubber nib corners that you switch out when you go from the iPad 1 to the iPad 2 because of slightly different dimensions. It costs $60 today on the Newer Tech Otherworld Computing MaxSales.com site, and it's a decent stand. It elevates your iPad and your iPad 2 so that you can use it as a desk mount. Basically, in other words, it's not in your hand, it's on your desk, sort of like a little mini iMac. Its competitor is the Newer Tech NewGuard Grip Stand 2 and Grip Base. Whereas the first item, the Newsstand 360, comes in a beautiful brushed black with a rubberized coating, the NewGuard Grip Stand 2 and the Grip Base can come in black and white, or black or white, for your iPad 2. We've already reviewed this for the iPad 1, and we loved it very much. We gave it the highest possible rating when we reviewed it on the Pocket Size Podcast in the long gone but not forgotten World's Shortest Review Cast. Here on App Minute, the NewGuard Grip Stand 2 is a fabulous product. It works great, clamps onto the back of your iPad 2, and then you can take the little swivel and tilt adapter off the back and you can put it on the base, on the Grip Base, and then it's for all purposes identical to the Newsstand 360 in size and shape and function. So let's talk about the bad news. The bad news is it's $60 for the Newsstand 360 today on the Otherworld Computing Mac Sales Newer Tech site. But for $40, you can get a much superior product with much greater versatility, getting the NewGuard Grip Stand 2 and the Grip Base. The only advantage that the Newsstand 360 has is that you can change the corner supports, the rubber nibs, to go back and forth from an iPad 1 to an iPad 2. That is not a good enough reason. I'd rather see people get one each of the Grip Stand 2 with a much sturdier base and a much better design and much greater versatility. The problem with the Grip Stand 2 for the iPad 2 is because of the rounded shape of the iPad 2 plus the holes for the camera and the other fittings, it's not as easy to get the Grip Stand 2 to grip onto the back of the iPad. You really, really need to make sure the little rubberized plastic edges are really securely around the metal shell of the iPad 2. And I was so upset that I had to keep sending these products back to OWC, and they said, no, it's not our problem. You just really need to make sure that these edges are securely in place. Once the edges are securely in place, the NewGuard Grip Stand 2 is equal in quality and in fitting and features to the original one that we reviewed for the iPad 1 that has a much more squared off sides and back. The fun thing is, once you get these all in place, you can now buy long 30-pin dock connector to USB 2 cables. They come all the way from 3 inches, 12 inches, 36, and my favorite is 72 inches. So I can sit in my chair, I can charge up the iPad 2 or the iPad 1, whichever I want to charge up, and I can use it at the same time, a 72-inch cable. And let's get the prices. The 3-inch cable is $10. The 12-inch cable is $12. The 3-foot 36-inch cable is $15. And the 6-foot 72-inch cable is only $20. So take the money that you save when you buy the Newer Tech NewGuard Grip Stand 2 over the Newsstand 360. Take the money that you're saving and either buy another grip stand or another grip base, or even better, get yourself a 72-inch cable. We will have all this information in our show notes. Thanks so much for listening to App Minute. We appreciate it very much. And we appreciate our sponsor, who will be coming up real soon, and that is Drive Slim from ProSoft Engineering. By the way, our theme music has been done by a group from Chicago called iKong Cult, and I'll have more about them and their music in a future App Minute. Bye, everybody. John Nemo signing off. The App Minute podcast is sponsored this week and for a few more weeks by ProSoft Engineering and their utility, which is called Drive Slim. It's a freestanding utility. It's available on the Mac App Store for $19.99. For a couple of years, Drive Slim has been part of Drive Genius, and now it's been extracted and it's available on its own. Because when your hard drive gets full, you've got a lot of extra stuff on there that is really duplicates and things you don't really need. Because you can ask Drive Slim, you know, to show you the large files and specify the sizes of things you want to get rid of. And you don't want any duplicate files because Drive Slim can find the dupes and just leave you with what you want. It'll dump your temporary cache, it'll get rid of your localization language files, get rid of your universal PowerPC binary code, and there's lots of other things you can do with Drive Slim to make your Macintosh lean and a mean, perfectly running machine. So thank you, ProSoft, for sponsoring App Minute, and we're very glad to have them as our charter sponsor. Take a good look at Drive Slim on the Mac App Store, $19.99.